Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Jonathan Goldman is my guest today, and he is a repeat guest. Jonathan has a magic touch when it comes to dealing with tones, music, creating environments for people that actually encourage wellness, encourage you to reach altered states of mind. But the tones and the modalities that he uses within his musical structure is absolutely awesome. Jonathan, I want to welcome you to the show.
Donna, it's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you so very, very much for having me.
Well, now we've had a little bit of a technical challenge, but you being the master whiz with technical equipment, we're going to have you play, and I know my listeners will be hearing this, I will be giving you the names of the tracks on your magnificent CD that has come out recently called 2013 Ecstatic Sonics. And I would like for us to lead in with about a minute of the very first track called Ecstatic Beginnings. To me, it sounded like I was evolving into space travel. It just absolutely was beautiful. Could you play that for us, about a minute worth?
Certainly, I want to say that that I achieved my purpose. Here we go. 1 minute of Ecstatic Beginnings coming up.
Jonathan, that whole track has such a feel to it. And when I first heard this, I thought, this is really something that to be the very first portion of this musical CD that you put together, it's a great lead-in. I'd like my audience to know a little bit about your background because you've been involved in music for most of your life?
Yeah, I can remember sitting at the piano when I was around 4 years old, you know, playing little notes. But, you know, so I think for this lifetime, I've been involved in playing it and then studying it. And probably when I was about 30 years old, Don, I had this transformational experience that literally caused me to reassess everything. I was into pop music at the time, playing in a club, and I realized that I wanted to pursue how sound and music could be used for healing. My life then for the last 30 years or so, dating me now, has been you know, dedicated to that.
Well, with this particular musical arrangement, you said that you were really inspired by some specific things, and you say it's a tuning fork wave. Tell us what that is.
Oh, the first, okay, so that first track, and I apologize to listeners because, you know, we I feel like we artists and performers and musicians, spend a whole lot of time, getting things to be, created in a glorious stereo. And in fact, in glorious stereo, there are certain, they're called psychoacoustic phenomena, which means that, the sound is literally, affecting our nervous system, etc. If you like, sound affects our nervous system. And you really need the left ear and the right ear in order to be able to experience this phenomena. And what we're doing right now is listening, if you like, to the sound coming through the phone line. So it's coming out in mono. And because of that, the glorious stereo and the glorious psychoacoustic effects were sort of muted, if you like. So I just wanted to tell people that if they like that at all, listening to the real thing in stereo is quite a magnificent phenomena. So it was composed of actually a number of composite frequencies. One of them is this bed of tuning forks that are harmonically related. That means they're in the key of C going up. It'd be akin to the white notes on a piano, but they're harmonically related through whole number ratios, which means basically that a lot of people believe that they resonate the chakras. So there was that sound coupled with these other sounds that I created, including the use of, one of my great mentors was a doctor by the name of Dr. Peter Guy Manners, who in the 1980s invented an instrument that used the direct application of sound on the body for healing. And back then, he and I would talk about the fact that, oh, gee, someday I'm going to create music that would use some of these frequencies. And he passed away this year at a very, very ripe old age. I think he was about 106, actually, so sound does heal.
Good.
Yeah. But the reality is that I had not done that as a phenomenon of using any of the sounds. So I decided to take the frequencies of the psychological states of joy and compassion and ecstasy, and also put them underneath this whole waveform. So underneath this entire album, we have this, waveform, this bed of music that is composed of these sounds that are designed to elicit, ecstasy in terms of the listener, the emotional state of the listener, and it's very, very powerful. But as I mentioned, for myself, my favorite way of listening to this album is putting on headphones. I really have this left ear, right ear delineation going on between them.
This is interesting to me because I have interviewed Eldon Taylor, who talks about this same kind of a use of tones in the left ear and the right ear, and I know you have met Eldon. I find this so interesting because it's affecting different parts of the brain, and by using the headphones, it creates a more vibrant experience, apparently, than just listening to it without them. Am I correct?
Right, a more powerful psychoacoustic experience. I'm going to tell you something, Don, and I hope this is just me being actually truthful, which is that I probably am the first person who actually reported to scientists and other people back in 1986 how slightly out of tune frequencies could induce different states of consciousness and. I termed this sonic entrainment, and I literally was probably one of the major purveyors of this. Now, there are people who've made their entire careers based upon using this phenomenon, and I've used it very rarely. And in fact, there are certain frequencies that are on this ecstatic sonics or recording that do certain things that I'm not even allowed to talk about, but they're all really good. And this is one of the few recordings where I actually have utilized that phenomenon just because I thought it was so very, very important.
Well, let's play a minute from the track number 4 called The Divine Code, which is what's, you say it's the frequencies of the Moses Code. Now, let's play it first, and let's discuss what the Moses Code is afterwards.
Well, actually, it's the divine name chanted in the frequencies of the Moses Code. So all I have to do now is find it for a moment, and I brought a special thing, and what I'm going to do right now is put it on, and it's so lovely and one of my favorite things. So let's give a listen to it. Here we go now.
Jonathan, this reminds me, some of the tonalities that are in this particular piece remind me a great deal of the type of chanting.
Gregorian. Sounds like Gregorian, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And then also certain tones like the Tibetan monks use.
Yeah.
And when I'm hearing this, there is this combination. It's very ethereal. Now, give us a little education about this divine name, the Moses Code, as it is stated.
Okay. Boy, Donna, that's not an easy question to answer. simply because it's actually so huge. First of all, the name of my latest book is The Divine Name, and that is about the discovery, my discovery 15 years ago of the personal, if you like, name or the sound of God. And I finally revealed it in this book through Hay House, and it's doing wonderfully. Greg Braden wrote the foreword, and it's an extraordinarily powerful, if you like, sound that anyone can learn to do. And my purpose in doing that was to help restore balance onto the planet. No big deal. I just restore God. It's actually called the divine name, the sound that can change the world. And it literally can. So that was what was being chanted in that Gregorian voice. Now, the interval or the relationship, okay, once again, you know, this is going to take up the rest of the half hour, but it's interesting.
Okay. We've got to play some more of your stuff, though. So, you know, you can't take up the whole half hour.
All right. So, really quickly, another friend of mine named James Twyman was writing a book called The Moses Code, and he asked if there's a relationship between the I am that I am and the and numbers. And I went back, and being a student of Kabbalah or Western mysticism, I found that there was. I didn't know what it was, and I basically then created tuning forks based upon this relationship. And what amazed me was the fact that the tuning forks created this interval, this relationship that was very, very close to Gregorian chant. You could hear it. So there was the divine name, this tetragrammaton being sung in this particular interval. And I just loved it. And so that's what that particular recording on the 2013 is. And I just cut short what could be a really fascinating hour-long conversation, including the fact that, did you know that on Mount Sinai, when Moses encounters the burning bush, most people think that the name that the burning bush gives to Moses is I Am. And actually, that is, if you like, the first thing that Moses says is, who are you? And the burning bush says in Hebrew, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. I am that I am, or I will be what is needed of me. But the next thing is, my name is Yahweh, and this is the name I am to be known for from generation to generation. So in reality, there's this whole other, if you get to the next sentence, there's this whole other thing that my book, The Divine Name, is all about. And I included both of them, honoring both of them in 2013.
On track number 3, there is the Tantra of Terra. And Chloe Goodchild, you say she's one of the United Kingdom's
best
vocalists. And she sings in this. Would you play a minute of this also?
Okay. Now, this is actually, I have track number 8, so I'm going there because, by gosh and by golly.
That's all right.
Okay, so here we go.
That is track 8. I'm sorry. I put down note number 3.
Okay. Here we go.
Jonathan, you have so many different tones in this. There is the gong. There are the rich, rich tonality of very deep voices of men singing. Then you have these variances of other voices and tones. To bring together that kind of a harmonic must be really a challenge, because if one listens and is really present with the sounds, you hear all of this different instrumentation along with the vocals. How in the world were you able to harmonize all that?
Oh, Donna, another of those questions. If I can be truthful, I get in some sort of altered state, and this stuff happens, and it's magic. And frequently I will listen to recordings that I've done, and I will just scratch my head and go, how the heck did that happen? I'm working on something new now, and I was putting stuff together, and all of a sudden this voice that I didn't record, and I don't know where it came from, was all of a sudden on there. So, you know, I just allow myself to be a conduit for spirit, and, you know, they use me, and then a little bit later it's gone, and I just go, well, give thanks, you know.
I just find the variances on this CD absolutely intriguing. And what I would want to ask you is, if someone wanted the CD here, 2013 Ecstatic Sounds, now you have got 18 different tracks on this. We're going to be playing a couple more. It's supposed to soothe. It's supposed to help healing. And it's supposed to enable emotional states of happiness. You use the terms joy, ecstasy.
Right. Yes.
When someone would be listening to this, now obviously you don't want to listen to this when you're driving, but
no, ma'am.
When you're listening to this, and let's say somebody's really had a bad hair day, what would you recommend that they do? Put on the headphones and just put themselves in a closet somewhere and listen to this? What would you say to them?
Well, if I had my druthers, that's what I would do, is I would, or I would put myself in a room and just listen to it gently and let the sound wash over me. I would not, do any other activity simply because the sounds of this are very, very powerful. I've actually used this personally, having, some dental work, and the dentist forgot to give me an anesthetic. And at some point, I looked up at him while I was listening to this, and I said, did you give me an anesthetic? And he said, no. And I looked at him and I said, good CD. So I think it's relatively very, very powerful, and I would just like to suggest that if someone is indeed having a bad hair day, that sitting listening to this can really give them a really fine trip to the psychic sonic coiffure, or whatever the term is for a hairdresser.
Jonathan, on your track number 3, not 3, number 12, you have some Reiki chants.
Oh, yes.
Reiki is very significant to many people because it's a healing modality that has been shown to bring a lot of benefit to individuals, and there's multiple levels to this. What was the inspiration for the Reiki chants, and why did you feel it was important to bring this forward in a tonality of music as you have?
Donna, I'm going to take one step further real quick, which is just that this particular, there are a number of different recordings, including that thing that we just heard, which is from Tara, which I literally revamped or added voices or did stuff. And this particular, I have done a recording called Reiki Chants, and that stemmed from the fact that I was teaching at a sound and Reiki conference, and this fellow basically was giving out what he perceived of as being the Reiki chants, which were said to have actually preceded the symbols, which I can really understand. You know, in the beginning was the word sound preceding light, so you'd hear the sound and the sound would create the symbol, but the fellow giving it out simply, I don't think, really understood the sound. He may have cognitively understood that these were the chants, so I created this recording from there called Reiki Chants, and then I took a particularly intriguing, if you like, excerpt from it, say a key, and did Empowering the Light. Would you like to hear 1 minute of this?
Oh, I'd love to. Would you play it?
Indeed, ma'am. Here we go.
I am continuously in awe of the depth of the male vocals. I listen and I just feel like I'm going down trying to follow the depths of their voices, and it's just so incredibly resonant and deep. This has to be a very special skill that these people have, to be able to go to that depth, that deep, deep tonality you feel in your bones.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, indeed you do, Donna. And this is, I literally got the Tibetan deep voice, and I got it from recording these very, very special sacred Tibetan monks back in probably around 1986, where I recorded them, woke up the next day, and all of a sudden, had this very, I can't do it into the microphone without causing the things to blow up, but that, you know, it was a very, very powerful, amazing experience for me to be able to transmit. And a lot of my purpose, you know, besides making recordings like this, is as a teacher and teaching people how to use their own voice. And, you know, we don't necessarily need to make these deep voices or these really high voices. All of us has the ability of using our voice as a healing instrument. We can simply hum and, with the right intention, really produce miraculous things.
Your work, Jonathan, is so intriguing. It creates a curiosity. You have affected the lives of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people. When you are looking at what you have accomplished, you've come out with another book, you are always working on developing new areas with music. I mean, you have such an incredible artistic background. You've won awards. What is it that you see as the next step? Where do you see yourself going?
What a wonderful question again. And my real focus these days is to literally save the world with sound. That's true.
Okay.
I really believe, once again, the divine name is subtitled, The Sound That Can Change the World. And I really believe, with focused intention using sacred sound, that we can literally have the ability to create the miraculous and to shift into a quantum level of evolution. So that I am very, very much into, if you like, reawakening people to the power, to the ancient power of their own sounds to heal and transform. And I know that working collectively as a group, we can literally create the miraculous. And perhaps in another show, we can really talk about how our consciousness, coupled with our sounds, can shift and change reality. I know that may sound very strange, but there's a whole lot of scientific validation to back this up now.
Well, I also think of various cultures that used sound for the purpose of shifting the mind. It has been known in the East Indian cultures and various parts of Asia for centuries. The sound modalities of the shamans in South America, it's very much there, the Hawaiian Islands. I mean, throughout the world, there have been historically the applications of sound to create shifts. And let's face it, even in the modern world, we realize that with certain tones, you can create disastrous situations. With the right tones, you can create positive situations. And since everything is energy, working at a frequency, multiple frequencies, 24/7, this just empowers one. Before we close out, Jonathan, you have on your CD the 18th track, which is Ecstatic Completion. Would you play a minute and a half of that for me?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I am working on it. Give me a moment. Just because it's number 18, I have to, let's see what we can do about getting it there. And here we go. there we have it.
It's absolutely wonderful. And, of course, that is the closeout of the CD. You're just hearing little portions here. Jonathan Goldman has been my guest today. His CD is 2013, Ecstatic Sonics. It is healing, and if you love beautiful music, if you need something to soothe the restless mind or spirit that you may have, this is a marvelous CD to listen to. Jonathan, your website is healingsounds.com. I'm so delighted we were able to share time together. I so appreciate your being able to use your studio to do the playing of the CD. It was an absolute joy to be able to share that with my audience. And my friend, I wish you the very best in everything you do, and you've got to keep me updated with your latest productions.
Well, thank you, ma'am, and thank you so much for your appreciation of it. It is actually one of my very, very favorite recordings, so I am blessed that you should honor me with allowing me to talk about it and play some of these cuts on the air. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. He was a Grammy nominee, and you can see why. His music is awesome. His technique is his own. Jonathan Goldman, 2013, Ecstatic Sonics. We're taking a break. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Welcome, my lords and ladies, to the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, located at Marist Farms in Buckley, Washington. For 3 weekends in August, starting August 7th and 8th, we will transport you back to the days of old, where magic and merriment reigned. Come see the multitude of musicians, dancers, jugglers, gypsies, peasants, nobles, pirates, and prestidigitation. That's magic for you commoners. Learn to swing a sword or shoot a bow and be knighted by Her Majesty the Queen. Hold your breath as jousters wheel their mounts around to engage in full contact combat on the field of battle. Sign on to sail the seas with scurvy pirates, or sit down with friends and family for turkey legs and a fine brewed ale. Delights abound for the young and old at the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, so come one and all, starting August 7th and 8th, for fun and excitement, and may your day be fair. For tickets and info, go to www.washingtonfair.com.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hello, this is Donna. Welcome back, and our telephone lines are now open, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, and all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then sit back, relax, and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Note I want to make for those of you in the state of Washington, the second weekend for the Renaissance Fair. You've heard the ad. Well, it is happening, and wow, is it going to be fabulous. Where we have been shivering because our temps have been so cool here in Washington, we've all wondered where our summer has been. We've been begging for it to come back. We had about 2 days so far. Well, it's coming back, and this weekend it is going to be gloriously beautiful, and it's a perfect time to take your family out to an event, the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, and enjoy the magic, and believe me, it is there. And I'll be there. Look for my booth that has the giant red lions on the huge yellow banners. I'm going to be doing many consultations, and of course I'll have a plethora of books available for you to look through. Also, you will be able to see wonderful things like jousting, acrobatics, there's plays being put on, there's wandering minstrels, and the food is absolutely fabulous. I guarantee you, you won't gain an ounce because you'll walk every calorie away. So you can indulge, be happy, and just, it's just absolutely a wonderful, wonderful experience. So this is the second weekend. It's being held at the Marist Farms in Buckley. And you can go to the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair site, and you will find all the information you need, ticket prices, and everything else. So I hope to see you there. Now, yesterday I was going to give you a recipe for ginger garlic and honey grilled baby back ribs. I love ribs. I really, really do. And this was a recipe that I thought was so flavorful that I wanted to pass it along to you. So have that pad of paper and pen handy because I will be sharing it with you, and I know you'll enjoy every bit of it. A little bit of trivia. Don't forget you can give me a call at 888-815-9756. Oh, before I go to the trivia, I do have to let you know, tomorrow we've got a wonderful man, Joseph Williams, who's put together a book that really suits these times. It's a question. The title is, it's Who Do You See in the Mirror? Who do you see in the mirror? Well, I'll tell you, Joseph addresses issues that we all are very concerned with today because we have seen a lack of integrity and ethics and accountability on the part of many people who are in high positions of responsibility. Well, he brings forth some real good concepts. This is a man who was the CEO of a company and took a job that would be considered menial compared to what he had to really get a grasp on what the everyday individual experienced in the working world. I know you'll find him interesting. Also, on Thursday, yes, this is summertime. Traveling is something we thoroughly enjoy doing, especially by automobile. And in many instances, it's the only way you can get to certain points of interest. Well, there's a lot of history that Diane Perrier has put together. Her book is called On Ramps and Overpasses. And until we had the interstate highway system, the development of roads, people pretty much didn't go very far from home. Most would be 25 miles. Why? Because it took a lot of time and effort. So when the roads were developed, the freeway systems came into play, people got in their automobiles, and they moved. They really wanted to see whatever they could see and explore the unknown. Well, we're going to be doing a little bit of that, maybe stepping back in history a bit, but I hope you can join us. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking with Dr. Reipert. We're going to be talking about his book, The 30-Day Diabetic Cure. Now, he's very sincere about this. He deals with diabetic patients every day, and he has seen people's lives change. How? Through knowing and understanding that what they eat makes a difference. Common sense? Perhaps, but I think you'll find out it's not just common sense. It's a whole lot more than that. So we have a great lineup of guests. I hope that you will plan to join us. And remember, always the shows are on archives. And you can hear those archives at your convenience whenever you like right here on bpsradio.com. Check it out and check out the Donna Sebo Show if you've missed something that you wished you hadn't. Okay, a little bit of trivia here. A toad marriage. Now, I know that doesn't sound even as if it's realistic. However, there was an area in India that the people of this particular village were experiencing a drought. And they thought by doing this toad marriage that it would end the dry spell. And I've got a photograph in front of me of these two toads, and they're pretty big. And the female toad was painted with vermilion, and they did a traditional Hindu wedding ceremony between these two, they call them giant toads. There must be a particular species, but I don't know what they are. And they don't say whether the dry spell ended or not, but it sure did make for some interesting conversations. And have you ever heard of rats being used to sniff out deadly landmines? Well, we're aware of dogs being used as sniffers to detect cancer, and sometimes they have been used to detect explosives, drugs, and other things. They have an extremely high sense of smell. Well, there are Gambian giant pouch rats that are used in Mozambique for that very level of responsibility. They are trained to associate the smell of explosives with a food reward, and it indicates that there's a potential danger to their handlers by frantically scratching the earth. So they've trained them in such a way that their very movements give off the information that there's deadly explosives right underneath that rat's digging paws. Fascinating stuff. Who would have thought that rats could be used for something like that? Animals are amazing, and so are the people that think of these options to utilize that maybe you and I wouldn't even consider. Also, are you aware that there are flying snakes? Yes. Well, they are, and I have seen programs on flying snakes. However, I did not know that there was one called the U.S. Navajo flying snake. That's right. It has a lateral wing-like membrane that runs down its body, and it enables it to glide through the air. So obviously, it will climb up trees or whatever it can, and then to gain movement and momentum, will leave its area of safety flying through the air because it's able to do very much what a flying squirrel does, and that is expand that membrane so that it is able to move through the air with the greatest of ease. This is Donna Sebo. We are going to take a break for just a moment. When we come back, I'm going to have that recipe for you. So have that pad of paper handy. And also, if you want to give me a call, 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals, all kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Okay, ready for a lip-smacking recipe for grilled baby back ribs? I don't know what it is. It makes ribs so special. I think especially when you grill them, there's that wonderful smoky flavor. I can remember a few years ago when I was on a business trip to Austin, Texas, there was a particular restaurant, and its name is escaping me at the time, but it had been in Austin, Texas for I don't know how long. It was an institution. And when you walked into this restaurant, they had this kitchen area that you could see that had these huge, huge roasters for ribs of all kinds, beef, pork, whatever. And they'd start like at 3 a.m. in the morning cooking these meats, and it was just fall apart on the bone type of tenderness, whether you got beef or you got pork or even the chicken that they did. But they use certain woods to create a certain flavor. Well, this is a recipe that I'm going to be sharing with you that has just a little bit of a slight Asian seasoning to it. And the paste that we're going to be giving you the recipe for is going to take care of about 4 racks of baby back ribs. And that is, or 2 racks of American baby back ribs, whichever you prefer to buy. So that's what you need in the amount of meat. You need the true baby back ribs, the 4 racks, and they're, each rack weighs, well, about 3/4 to a pound in each rack. So you're going to have about 4 to 5 pounds of ribs overall. And with the American baby back ribs, I think they're a little bit meatier, so when you get the 2 racks, again, it's going to amount to about the same amount of weight. It's just the way the meat is distributed over the bone. Okay, now here are the ingredients you're going to need. 6 cloves of garlic, and they need to be coarsely chopped. You need 1 piece, about 2 inches in length, of fresh ginger. You want to peel it, and you want to coarsely chop that. You're going to need about 1 tablespoon of sugar and 1 tablespoon of kosher or sea salt. That's 1 tablespoon of each. Of course, usually that's a nice coarse salt. That goes very well. And then you need about 2 teaspoons of freshly ground black pepper, 2 tablespoons of honey, 1 tablespoon of soy sauce, and 1 tablespoon of Asian fish sauce. Now, if you're not partial to the Asian fish sauce, then just add another tablespoon of soy sauce. You can use one or the other. Now, there's also a dipping sauce that you can prepare, and there are 3 ingredients in this. It's 4 teaspoons of coarse salt, again, the kosher or the sea salt. You need 4 teaspoons of white pepper and 4 ripe, juicy limes, and you want to cut them in half. Now, here is the way your recipe goes. You want to prepare your ribs and the spice paste, and sometimes, dependent on your ribs, you might want to remove the thin papery membrane that's on the back of each rack of ribs, and you need to check, because a lot of stores automatically remove that. You don't even have a concern, but this is something that if it's still there, you may want to take it up. It's your choice. Now, if you're using larger racks of ribs, you want to cut each rack in half, and that makes it easier to handle. And then you want to place the ribs in a non-reactive baking dish just large enough to hold them in a single layer. So what you want is glass. You want glass. You don't want to use plastic, and you don't want to use foil, because the seasonings in this, your kosher salt, etc., will literally eat up. If you put it in foil, you'll find holes in the foil. It'll just dissolve. And you don't want that in your food. So it needs to be in a non-reactive baking dish, pottery, glass. And then you want to take your garlic, your ginger, your salt, your tablespoon of salt, your black pepper. You want to grind it. And you want to pound it. If you have a mortar and pestle, wonderful. If you don't, what you want to do is, if you have a grinder, put it in there, and then you're going to find that it's going to sort of get a little bit of a thickness to it when you have it in your grinder. And this is the paste you want. This is what you want. So mortar and pestle, or what you want to do is use your grinder. Now, if you don't have a grinder per se, use your food processor. Whatever works. Now, then you gradually add in your honey, your soy sauce, and allow that. And if you want to use the fish sauce, then you add that in too. And it's nice and thick. And what you want to do, you want to take that spice paste and you want to rub it over the ribs on both sides. Don't be afraid to use your hands. But if you are going to be doing this for a lot of people, you may want to put on plastic gloves. But again, this sometimes the ingredients in this can eat even through the plastic. But don't worry, it's not going to hurt your hands. But you just need to be aware of it. So just rub it in. Just really, really rub it in. And then you want the ribs to marinate. And if you're going to be doing a bunch of this, then you can, if you want, you can do it even the night before, but you should do it no less than 4 hours. That way the marinade is going to be able to really get into the meat. And then you might want to prepare, while that's in the refrigerator, prepare your dipping sauce and take the teaspoon of salt and teaspoon of white pepper, and you want to put them side by side in each of four little bowls, because what we're talking about here is four servings of ribs. So this is what you would do for each individual, because this is going to be their dipping sauce. And then you want to take two lime halves and you want to put them next to the bowl. So if you're doing this out on the grill, you want to get your grill to a medium heat. You don't want it real, real hot. And when you're ready to cook, of course, you're going to make sure your grill grate is really clean. And you want to then put a thin coat of oil on your grate. Place your ribs, bone side down, on your hot grate, and you grill until it's golden brown, until it's cooked through. And usually it's about, 12 minutes per side. It's your preference, however long you want to cook it. And if they're really, really meaty, you might want to let them cook a little bit longer. Usually the guys really know how to do this on the grill, and gals, we just need to pay attention. If you're like me, you always have that timer there, but trust your instincts on this. It's not rocket science. Now, if you find that you're getting a flare-up on the grill, you don't want them to be burned, so move your grills to, let's say, a cooler section where they will cook, and your meat is going to shrink back from the ends of bones by about a quarter of an inch. Then, if you want, you might want to turn them over and grill them so that they have a nice little crust on the other side. And then when they're cooked, you're going to transfer them to a cutting board, and you can cut them into individual ribs and arrange them on their platter or plates. And just before you start eating, the guests instruct them to squeeze 1 to 2 tablespoons of the lime juice from those nice, nice, juicy, ripe limes into their bowl of salt and white pepper and stir until melted and mixed. And then use that for a dipping sauce. It's a very unique flavor, and I love lime. And it's surprisingly good with the pork ribs. I think you would really, really enjoy it. Well, this is Donna Sebo, and I know our time is gone for the hour, and I wanted to say that I have some fascinating information on how you can increase your mental IQ. And this is something that people have often said that's not possible. The older you get, all your little gray cells, they've already grown. I'm sorry, but they're wrong. We are finding that the brain, just like the muscles in your body, the brain cells need to be exercised. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that tomorrow. Meanwhile, I want you to remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It's so important to understand that there's a lot of good people in this world doing a lot of good things, and you also are one of them. If you keep that in mind, if you're feeling discouraged, down in the dumps, and you get disheartened by what you hear from various areas of media, remember, that is only one perspective. Yours is important. Don't ever undervalue who you are and what you have to offer to this experience of life. This is Donna Sebo. Tomorrow, we'll be asking the question, who do you see in the mirror? This is Donna Sebo. Thank you so much for joining me today. We'll be talking to you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.